I come as the Son of Man in the clouds. Let me hiding my real image from you. And I come to get the lost sheep. I come to get the lost members of the nation of Islam. And a lot of us don't know now that the great majority that was brought to these shores and made slaves, they were brought from Islamic nations or Islamic places. Not from Christianity, but from Islamic lands we came. So if we want to speak of a heritage, we must speak of Islamic heritage first. And then say, well, all of us have our own opinions, and we have the right now to look back at our past and take what we had or identify with that past life or not. And that is our right. I wouldn't even hint that a Christian doesn't have the right to stay Christian, because now we have lived church life so long, we also have a Christian heritage. But the Islamic heritage was before the Christian heritage. So the Islamic heritage is more the right of the black man in America than a Christian heritage. Why? Because the Islamic heritage was taken from us by force. Allahu Akbar. God is the greatest, yes. So this, what I'm trying to do is build upon a friendship that is not, in this time that we're living in, completely forgotten or lost. A friendship in the relationship of poor and rich, the poor and the rich. And it didn't have to happen for us in the South. Many of us have worked in the North as domestic workers. And we have found that the people who hired us took an interest in us and wanted to see us have a better life. And many of them imparted to us information that we would never be privileged to, because that information is in the circle of the rich. And they would share that information with us. I worked in a home once with my friend Leroy. He got the job, painting job. And I was washing windows and doing other things for this apartment owner. And this white man, when I got ready to leave, he brought out a lot of suits. He said, he look like these could fit you. He said, look like your size. He said, can you use them? Man, oh man, I was put out of the Nation of Islam. The prodigal son's mouth was parched. Oh, I lit up. I tell myself, I don't care if they don't fit. I'm going to take them. I sure know how to get some benefit. So I say, yes, sir. I say, yes, sir. I sure can use them. You hear that? Yes, sir. Not yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want him to know where I came from. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I said it more than once so he'd register on him, touch his heart. I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can use them. But the gift didn't come from him, but he gets the credit for it with God. The gift came from the hand of God. It came from Allah. Because when I got home, every one of them fit me like I was measured, and then they were made and given to me. I mean perfect fit. Nice suits. So all of us have memories of a relationship or a situation or circumstances that brought us in contact with the wealthy whites who were not bad people, but very good people. Yes, sir. So we shouldn't forget that. And that's what I've been trying to do, and my time is up now. That's what I've been trying to do, build on what we already have, what we already know to be good for us. Whatever we have experienced. You know, I rejected my father's idea of God. I rejected all of his theology completely. I had to, for my heart to be at ease or at peace with the holy book that we claim, the Quran. So to be at peace with our own holy book that my father claimed and all of us claim that were Muslim, I had to reject his theology completely. And study it. I love my father, so I'm not going to just throw him away and not study him to see what is right, what is wrong, what is good that I can keep. Because I don't want to throw him away completely. What child want to throw that have benefited so much from his father as I have? What child want to throw, and who knew his father that? I know my father. I knew my father. What child want to throw away his father completely? So if he find, even God says, look what God says. We passing the time now. Radio listening audience, if you have to leave me or if I have to leave you, peace and love. And don't forget what I said. There's no power in any flesh, a man, a beast, or a dove, or a nice little bird, stronger than the power of love. But don't forget, you have to hold on to three: feeling, force, and intelligence. God be with you always. Peace. I will continue. I got an audience here that ain't gonna move for a while. So I'll just continue. So I'll continue now. So when I studied my father's theology, even his theology, I found eye-opening hints in his theology, And finally, I became convinced that all of his language was not to be permanent. His language was to be understood as hints, motivations, hints and motivations, and eye-opening hints. He called the white people devils, and he told us that they were devils by nature, born devils. And no need to think about them. Say, can the devil be reformed? No, sir. Now, we said no, sir. That was some serious matter. Now, don't stand up before the FOI captain or before the minister and read that and say, no, sir. No, sir. No, that wouldn't work. I said, brother, lift your head up and come out of slavery. It's no, sir. S-I-R. No, sir. Yes. So anyway, I came to understand that the nature of his language. And he always told his ministers in high-level meetings that took place right at his dinner table. He'd invite them to dinner, and at the dinner table they would have discussion. Sometimes it would go after dinner, but most of the time it was finished before the dinner was completed, and everybody would leave the dinner table and go home.
That's right.
Yes, and he told them, hey, brothers, you have to look deep. Look deep means don't just read the cover, the face of the book, and the face of each page, but look deep into it. Have a curiosity to work for you when your knowledge stops. Have a curiosity that will keep working for you, trying to untwist, unravel, turn over, look under the language. Well, Allah bless the son of Elijah to work with it, believing that it was not all wasted, that there must be something hidden here, and I want to find it. I wasn't the only one. Many of us in the Chicago area and every place, East Coast, West Coast, everywhere, did not give up. Many of us did not give up. We believed that where our knowledge stopped, our curiosities could keep going. and perhaps find the answer, or an answer. And just one answer will be valuable. Any answer would be valuable. And when you find one answer, that answer helps you find another answer. Yes? It signals you to another research, to another discovery. Yes? And that's what happened to me. And I want you to know, don't you ever think you know more about Scripture than Mr. Farrar and Elijah. You don't. I'm a witness, because I know them and now I know you. I'm a witness. Yes? But they had to keep their mouths closed and not expose to the white man what they were doing with a black man. What were they doing with a black man? Reforming him. Connecting him back to his heritage.
Yes.
Leaving in his environment the most powerful revelation, the Quran. That in time will awaken the soul without awakening the mind. And the soul would awake to carry the mind until the mind could wake up. I'm speaking from reality. It's psychological, it's philosophical, and it's also nature and common sense. Oh yeah. So I'm going to close out on this rich people, poor people divide. And I want you to help me work on it until the relationship becomes normal and natural. If you don't mind, I'm going to leave you for about 5 minutes and come right back. When I come back, I'm going to work with another divide. It's going to even be more humorous than that one. You're going to enjoy it. I'm enjoying just the thought of it. I'll be right back. Inshallah.
If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive it in its entirety, you may call 708-862-7733. Or visit wdmpublications.com. Ask for catalog number. For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call 708-798-6750 or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, P.O. Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.